This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you comparing the Yankees to the Mets your argument?
No, I'm not.
Are you just you're unable to put together a thought without comparing the Mets and Yankees?
I don't know what it is with you.
I
remember
how is that? I thought we don't do that around here.
Good job, Jerry.
When the topic itself is a comparison, then you compare.
Because who compared the topic itself?
You
did. You did.
38,000
That was a great crowd yesterday. And by let's stop.
The kids are out of school.
Oh, it's raining.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
Let's stop with the weather. The forecast was for a gorgeous afternoon, which it turned out to be.
It was rainy.
It was gorgeous out.
75 degrees yesterday.
It rained.
Stop it. A, stop it. B, the kids are off.
Oh, it's always something.
And the Yankees are still the Yankees, and that's great. I told you, I thought if they got 28,000, it'd be a great crowd. They did 38,000.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, very good.
Well, we're on the same page now. That's good to hear.
The nice thing about Yankee Stadium, if you go there and it rains, there's plenty of things to do other than watch
that's
the game.
Also very true.
I mean, go under there, eat some sushi, you could.
There was one big surprise in sports last night that I did not see coming. And I pride myself, as I think you do, and I think we all do, I pride myself on awareness of the local teams.
Yeah.
And I think we have a pretty good understanding of, you know, what each team brings to the table, lefties and righties and talents and strengths and weaknesses and who they're playing against, all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I got snookered. I got to be honest about it.
How'd you get snookered?
I got absolutely snookered to a point where I'm mad at myself.
You shouldn't be mad at yourself.
So I watched the Yankee game.
Yes.
And then I'm flipping to be as transparent as possible. I watched a little hockey. I watched a little Mets.
Good for you.
All right. I want to get a little taste of both. And I watched a little Knicks because I'm a nut job.
And
right?
I think that Terry Collins is actually listening to this program.
We'll get to that in a second.
I really, really do.
Now, I don't know if Jerry, I don't know if you have it or not. So 2 days ago, I'm in the car and I'm flipping around. It was Passover. I went out to New York.
You weren't taking your kids to school.
No, I was going to White Plains to go to my aunt's house for Passover. I go, oh, what the hell? Let me put on the fan, see what Mike's talking about. And Mike said, there's no way ever that Conforto will ever lead off for the New York Mets. So I'm talking to my children about the New York Mets last night. And they go, hey, did you see the lineup? And I go, I didn't see it, but I can tell you this. I know who's not leading off. Who led off last night?
So Conforto leading off and playing center field.
Conforto leading off and playing center field.
Well, never going to see Conforto bat and lead off ever.
What? So Conforto leading off and playing center field.
Wait a minute.
Do you sit next to
One sec, sir, if I may.
Wait, but do you sit next to me? Do you even listen to what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Mike. Mike. It's Mike.
You're never going to see Conforto bat and lead off ever.
Who led off last night?
So Conforto leading off and playing center field.
Now I got to explain to my children that Daddy doesn't know what he thinks he knows.
We just tell your children to listen to me, and they'll know exactly what's going on.
Here's Jerry with an update. What do you got, Jerry?
We're brought to you by Dell.
What are you doing?
And we're also brought to you by AZEK Decking, engineered to be 100% smarter than wood. Find your inspiration at AZEK.com. And we'll get to that in a second. But first, we do have to start with the playoff
game. That's what I'm
playoff
talking
hockey
about.
Yes, in Montreal.
The Canucks and Lindbergh. And the Rangers score!
That is Sam Rosen on MLB.
85% of the year is down in Hartford, or up in Hartford, whatever you want to say, with the Wolfpack. Wiley's doing his job. Gets called up. I like it.
Well, that's the end of the hockey talk this morning.
Good job, man. That was awesome, Jerry.
The time is over again. That son of a bitch. Rangers win 2-0. Tanner Glass, that goal.
Yes.
And Henrik Lundqvist, he faced 16 shots in the first period on his way to 31 saves.
It was an onslaught in the first period. But then again, the Rangers,
did the same to Carey Price in the second period.
Right.
And Carey Price did a great job keeping his team in the game. They should have had like four or five other goals, for God's sake.
Here's Lundqvist.
I think this is one of our better games as a team in a long time.
There you go.
Getting the jump on the Canadiens and taking the home ice advantage right away. Game two of the series tomorrow night in Montreal. Michael Grabner did end it last night with an empty net goal.
Goonish the Canadiens tried to play hockey last night.
Well, that's the, I mean, you said they were bigger and more physical, right?
Yeah, but at the end of the game, they what's his name? Markov spears Rick Nash. I mean, literally spears him with a stick.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, come on,
and
man.
Who is the guy who went knee to knee?
Well, that was Zuccarello and Gallagher were going at it all night, and you could tell that the Canadiens were going after Zuccarello last night. You know, pick on the smallest guy. Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, let's go. That's why you got Tanner Glass in the lineup.
Yes, that's right.
But it's all right now. We got Tanner Glass. But it's all right. Go ask Rick Nash. We got glass.
I'll use.
Oh, Jesus.
Bruins,
oh, my God.
Wins for the Bruins, Sharks,
this was
Penguins.
This going to go on for the next 59 days.
And
Alan's going to tell you another week.
About it?
That's
right. If you get 60 days in, you're going to be pretty effing happy, aren't you?
Pretty funny. You'll take every Al song you can get.
I will, Al. Just keep bringing them, man. That means we're winning, and that's all that matters.
Mets and Phillies last night.
Yeah, I can do some songs for you, too, if you want.
No, I don't want any songs from you.
You don't.
We're good.
No. I have Mark Roberge singing a song for me for the Rangers.
Well, you know, Mark Roberge and Tanner Glass are buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pals.
Yeah, I sent him the lyrics to Light the Lamp. I go, look, I need this stuff.
Oh, stop. You're not asking him to do Light the Lamp. That was the worst song
ever. Well, the lyrics
ever.
Were not. But no, the lyrics were dope. Fine. The problem was the way the
melody,
app
the
put
whole,
it together
like the,
was
yeah, the
terrible.
Well, yeah, that's
light
the app.
Lamp, light the,
it's
just said
bad
Light
app.
The Lamp too many times.
That's the app. Whatever it is, it's a bad app, all right?
Right.
That's it. It's just the app. I'm at mercy of the app. So even last night, for example.
That thing was like nails on a chalkboard.
When the Rangers won last night, I wrote a new one.
Oh, Jesus God.
So I thought you might enjoy that. I don't know. To the T.I. song, whatever you like.
Thing is hot garbage.
Come on, light that lamp.
Oh,
come on,
God. Light that lamp. Please stop.
You know we're going to light that lamp.
Oh,
here we go. Game one is over. It's said and done. The Rangers won it. They're up by one. Tanner Glass started scoring last night. Everybody knows that the team was right. An empty net header. End of the game. Everybody knows I do this for fame. When I'm done, when I get started, everybody knows that.
It's so.
Again, by the way,
come on. That's so bad.
Can you imagine
that
him
so bad.
Doing this? He's probably into it. He's got the serious light the lamp, light the lamp, light the lamp.
I checked his Twitter feed, 9:51 p.m. He put that out.
That's right.
You put that out there.
It proves I was watching the game.
Well, it doesn't prove
and
you were watching
lucky,
the game.
I did it with Lucky. Being lucky, like, yo, light the lamp, light the lamp, light the lamp. That's going to be
around,
the catchphrase. I went in the hallway. You know, I live in an apartment in the city.
Yeah.
I went in the hallway. And I'm going into the phone, light the lamp, light the lamp, light the lamp. That should be the catchphrase for this postseason.
Sorry, so that is lamp. So light horrendous. I saw you posted that. You also posted a picture of a snake in your shower.
Yeah, that looked horrendous.
What was that?
I got in the shower this morning at like 3:45, and there's a snake on the floor of my shower.
What kind of snake
Real
is it?
Snake?
I don't know. It was like blue and white or something.
Did it come out of the, it come
came
out of the drain?
It must come up the drain. Yeah.
Boy, living in Manhattan seems like a treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's like it's a wild kingdom.
Yep.
Al, this is right up your alley.
Was the
you
thing
really
actually
should
alive?
Move to Manhattan.
Was it alive or was it dead?
I mean, I didn't stay around to find out.
Well, you left it there?
I left it for my wife to find out.
You can't do that.
So you didn't shower then?
No, I showered.
With the snake?
Yeah, if you can see his foot,
you
actually.
Know, it's 3 in the morning. I get in the shower. I go, oh!
So and
that's why
and
I didn't shave though.
So your kids don't have your skids don't have snakes.
My kid, we don't own a snake. No, that's not our snake.
You have any idea what kind of snake it was?
No, poisonous probably, but it's like a little gardener snake. It looks like.
So well, then you do know. So it's not poisonous.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I have no. I'm not.
So it obviously had to come up through the drain.
Imagine it came up through the drain. Yeah.
The good news is snakes eat rats. So
bingo. That snake
that
had no chance against the rat.
That thing's eating crickets is what that thing's eating.
Yeah.
So
maybe,
anyway.
I'm assuming
cockroach.
It's dead.
Maybe a cockroach or something.
I'm assuming it's dead.
You left a dead snake in your shower.
Yeah, what better gift to a woman when she first gets up in the morning?
That's really nice.
Take the kids to school.
I'll tell you one thing I noticed about your shower.
What?
You got that buildup in the corners there. Like somebody's got to clean that.
Buildup.
Yeah, there's some buildup in there.
What are you looking at?
Look at the corner above the snake's head. Like it's like grimy buildup in the shower there.
I can tell you it's not cleaning it up.
Al, is that grimy buildup in there?
Definite grime buildup.
Definitely.
I don't see buildup.
Thank you, Jerry.
I mean, go get a power washer or something with some detergent or something and clean that thing out.
That's what I'm going to do.
Scrubbing bubbles.
Look, I would get bleach and I would dump it down the drain.
Kill any more snakes that are down there?
Just dump the crap. You never know what comes up. Now you might have like a glow-in-the-dark snake or something.
This portion of the report brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. All right, we'll take you to Philadelphia now. Mets and Phillies. The Mets were looking for the sweep. Yeah, Michael Conforto led off. He singled to start the game, and Yoenis Cespedes remained hot.
And the breaking ball ripped down the line for another extra base hit. Conforto on his way to third as Kendrick has trouble digging it out, so Conforto gets the wave home from Glenn Sherlock, and he scores easily on the double by Cespedes, and the Mets instantly have a 1-0 lead.
And they wound up going up 5-0. Estrubel Cabrera had a big two-run single in the fifth inning, and you had Zach Wheeler then throwing into the sixth. Yes, Hansel Robles comes in, gives up a grand slam on the first pitch to Michael Franco that made it a 5-4 game, but the Mets close it out. They get the victory. In terms of Conforto, Terry Collins is good for him.
I just think he's each and every game that he plays, I think he's driven to, have a good game so that, he continues to get opportunities.
I know that Terry listens to the show because despite what was said in the afternoon.
You're never going to see Conforto bat lead off ever.
He was leading off last night.
Time out.
Because I think of him.
The other day, I was saying
okay,
that
you have opinions,
Jose
I have
Reyes,
opinions.
I know, but I was saying Jose Reyes has been a disaster. There are only two guys on this roster other than Jose Reyes that potentially could be a short-term fix or maybe find a home at the leadoff spot, and that would be Conforto or Lagares. Those are the only two guys.
Well, Lagares for sure.
Those are the only two guys.
Cabrera leads off beforehand. Nah, I mean, when you think of a leadoff hitter, you think a guy that's going to steal bases and kind of move around.
But right
around.
Now, they just got to get something out of the leadoff production spot, and Conforto's the guy. The other thing I'm saying, I've been saying it now for 5 days. I'm going to say it again. Wilmer Flores needs to be playing third base.
Agreed.
I don't care, righties, lefties, I don't care. Just play him. Just let him go out there and play. Jose Reyes is
how about TJ
right now,
Rivera?
Well, maybe.
Him too.
But Jose Reyes right now is lost.
He's
at
an
the
automatic
plate.
Out is what he is right now.
And everybody sees it. I don't know why it's so hard to see it. And obviously Terry Collins sees it because he dropped him in the lineup. And I think he's just keeping him in there because he's a veteran. He's probably popular in the locker room. I don't give a crap about that. You want to win these baseball games. You got to put your best team out there.
If you think Reyes is going to give you what you're expecting, like Cespedes, who struggled for the first week, all of a sudden, 3-home-run game, and here we go.
Okay, but I'm just saying, when you're talking about Reyes right now, he's got to have some days off. He's enough already.
Well, we'll see if
he just has to.
Time off tonight in Miami.
The other issue is that they swept the Phillies.
They did.
So I'm guarantee what Terry Collins is thinking is, he hasn't stopped us from winning, and the only way for him to get out of it is to play out of it.
That's what he
said. But I'm with you, Boomer. Flores should play, and no one's saying you're cutting Reyes.
No, I mean, just
let him get away for 2 days and bring him back.
Give him a break, man. Just get him away, and sometimes those things work out, and then let the other guys have the opportunities. Like, Conforto is, what did I tell you? He has got to regain the trust of the manager. They gave him every opportunity last year, and he failed.
Yep.
Now he's back, he's motivated, and he's trying to get himself in the lineup. And that's a great place to be if you're a manager, having a player like that. And I bet you Wilma Flores would be the same way. I just let the young guys play, man. Let them play. Let them do their thing.
New York and Miami tonight, Robert Gesellman faces Wei-Yin Chen. Then you have the Yankees, who fell behind 3-0 to Tampa. They battled back. Aaron Judge, a game-tying RBI single, and then the play with the collision at first base.
And the payoff. Tapped right back to Cedeno, has to go to first, throws it low, and the ball gets away from Weeks. Scoring is Headley. On to third is Higashioka. And Weeks and Gardner are both down at first base.
And they were down for a while. John Sterling on the fan. The one thing about this play, why is the infield drawn in? I know Gardner's fast. I get it. But you have one out. a double play ends it. They got exactly what they needed.
Why did he throw to second base? I don't understand why he doesn't throw at the second base.
Because the infield was drawn in. He went to turn to throw. There's nobody there.
That looked like Gallagher and Zuccarello hitting at first base there last night.
The Yankees
round. I mean, you don't see that. You won't see playing that again this year.
No, that was violent. I mean, the head of Weeks into the chin.
Weeks is built like a brick crap house.
Yeah, and by the way,
because Gardner, who obviously is fast. Gardner hit it like a brick wall and backwards.
Hey, you want to know something? That was the ineptitude of the Rays.
Agreed.
That's the ineptitude of the Rays right there.
Well, he didn't throw to second because nobody was covering.
Right. He made the right play, but I don't know why.
He looked to second, but neither guy's
in. I don't know why the middle infield
is on. Infield's in.
When there's a guy on first base, the pitcher will turn around before the next batter, and he'll look, okay, who's got second at the ball?
I know you do it to us all the time in softball.
Right. I always remind you people.
But it usually goes like this.
Say to yourself, if the ball's
hit the main. Hey, dummy, who's covering second? You or you? Which one of us is dummy? You. Okay.
I got it.
Then I guess I'm covering second.
Well, it's about communication. You idiot.
Aaron Hicks was hitless, but he drove in two runs and threw out Derek Norris at second base in the fourth. So all good for the Yankees. Not all good is their top pitching prospect, James Kaprielian, who did go see team doctors about the elbow. He really does need surgery. Rehab not working. GM Brian Cashman.
Ultimately, at this point, the rehab process has not been successful. You know, so he's facing some decisions.
And so he'll take some time to deal with and talk with his family.
So we do
see
have some controversy.
What's
controversy?
There's big controversy going on right now, and I really do not want to play into it, but I think we have to discuss it. There are a lot of people out there that are claiming that the snake in your shower is a rope.
A rope?
A rope. Is that a rope-a-dope in the shower? Is that soap on a rope? What is it?
Looked like a snake to me.
People are saying it's a rope.
See, I thought maybe a rubber snake from like Disney or something. But is that a rope?
And that's the picture I took of it.
Was somebody tied up last night in the house?
Yeah, that's the smallest tie-up rope I've ever seen in my life. You don't think listen.
I think it's a rope. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem is? You got the second piece of it.
Yeah, what is the second piece of it? Is it like a baby snake
like
or a baby rope?
Tail on the
it's like
snake?
Like a snake with legs.
So maybe duty or something.
It could be a duty.
Snake duty?
Maybe he was shedding its skin or
maybe
something.
Maybe he was shedding. Maybe he's pregnant.
Or maybe it's a rope.
Maybe.
Do you guys have soap and a rope?
Maybe people that are investigating it have nothing else going on in their lives.
You should have known that was going to happen.
They can zoom in on pictures.
Do you have soap and a rope?
I do not have soap and a rope. That'd be small.
Have you ever had soap and a rope?
I've not needed that, no.
Have you ever seen soap and a rope?
I have, actually.
How about you, Eddie?
Yeah, I've seen it and I never used it.
Okay.
Tonight, Luis Severino, Matt Andres will have it on the fan at 6:25.
Would you have rope in the shower?
I wouldn't.
And there's no question you got some sort of buildup in the cracks in that shower.
Back to the buildup.
What else, Cherry?
Just quickly, Knicks beat the Sixers 114-113. This
spank buildup in the corner.
There are teenagers in the house.
Carmelo had 17 points in 23 minutes. Possible final game. He wasn't going to sit out.
It wasn't never a doubt of me sitting out this game.
Nope. He said he heard the fans cheering.
Never a doubt.
I mean, it felt good. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Was this your last game with the Knicks?
To be honest with you, I honestly don't know. I'll know more in upcoming weeks or so.
Says he needs to clear his head.
I have a lot of thinking and reflecting, to do. And it's all on me at this point. I would love to be back. I would love to be back.
So now we'll see. I guess I saw Tuesday. He's going to sit down.
They're going to have a meeting
with Phil Jackson. Run in the triangle again next year.
Well, he's going to have a meeting with Phil Jackson. And he said, if Phil tells me what I want to hear about winning, blah, 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 blah.
And I know you said this. How does Phil Jackson not speak after the season to the media?
So that alone is all you need to know about Phil Jackson. All the tough talk, the 11 rings, all that crap. He doesn't have a backbone. He's not willing to put himself out there and deal with the media and, frankly, respect the fan base. Because you can say, I don't like the media. They do this, they have agendas, all that crap. How about just a little respect for the 18,000 people that went to 41 games this year?
How about over 150 losses the last 3 years?
How about that too.
What are we asking for?
Do you realize the level of incompetence?
I'm
do you
well
realize
aware of it? You know I'm well aware of it.
Pretty awful. And the Bulls destroyed the team that was masked as Nets last night, 112-73. So Chicago does get the 8 seed, and Boston got the 1 seed. So they'll match up in the first round.
So who got screwed then? Miami got screwed?
Miami did, yeah. Miami went 31 and 10, I believe, in the back of the second half of the season.
Well,
and they missed
if you're
the playoffs.
Miami and you happen to know that the Brooklyn Nets decided not to play against the Chicago Bulls, a team they beat a couple days ago in Brooklyn by a point, you're going to go out there and you're going to say what everyone is saying, and that is, how about a little respect for the game itself, and you play your players. And then Atkins came out, and to his credit, I guess, at least said, I understand the criticism, I respect the criticism, but this is the best thing that we have. I have to run this franchise and coach this team in a vacuum of what's best for the Brooklyn Nets.
And which losing another game, I guess, is good.
I also agree with that conceptually, but there's nothing to be gained by winning or losing the game for you guys or by resting guys who are now not going to play for 6 months anyway. You had a responsibility to the league, I think, to put your best healthy team on the court because it had an impact on the playoffs and on other franchises. So what did the Nets gain? That's what I'd love to know. And I don't think he went into it. He made kind of a blanket statement. But I want to know what the franchise gained by Jeremy Lin and Brook Lopez not playing. I don't know what the benefit is. And frankly, Jeremy Lin, who stole money this year, you would think would want to be on the court.
Well, he was hurt. He didn't steal money. He was hurt.
He's healthy now.
He is.
Get your ass on the court.
Last night he stole money.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
And for a franchise that has at least a couple more years of bad basketball coming down the pike, how about you go out there and you play your ass off and at least go home with some pride saying, we competed to the end, and wouldn't it be great to be the team that knocked the Bulls out? I would love that. You know, and would show a fan base that even a game that meant nothing to us meant a lot to them. We came out there, kicked their ass, or tried to. But it was a bad job. It was a bad job all around. The only thing worse than that was that dopey sculptor guy who built the charging bull down on Wall Street. That's down the iconic.
He's got a real gripe, though.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
So they put the fearless girl statue in front of the bull, and he's all pissed off about it, and now wants money. Get over yourself.
No, I mean, you don't understand the creative mindset.
Oh, no, it looks like the girl's in the bull's way. She might get hurt.
The girl's a beautiful
It's a statue.
But you can't put two statues like that together because somebody's going to get pissed off.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
I've done it. You can.
Well, not in this situation, you can.
Yeah, I went out to the Hamptons a couple years ago. Now, I don't have a place in the Hamptons, but I went out to the Hamptons. And as you go out, what's that, Route 17? Is that
27.
27, the worst road next to the LA in America.
Well, it's
one lane. That's smart.
No, they've widened the road. You haven't been out there in a while.
Widened my ass is what they've widened.
And he always stops in this one place where they have all these different figurines.
So on the left side of Route 27.
Right in Southampton.
They got, like, Godzilla. They got, I mean, crazy, like, resin statues and bronze stuff. The stuff that I can't help myself with. Like when you're checking out and,
whose yard would I want to get that for? Who has a yard that I know that would love that?
So, I...
I mean, come on. It brings me back a freaking giraffe.
I bought two things there. I bought a bench with the Hear No Evil, See No Evil, Speak No Evil monkeys on it.
Thank God I didn't get that.
No,
I did
it's
not
in my
get
apartment.
That.
And then I bought a tree... It's like a ceramic tree that has a family of monkeys hanging from the tree. But there's like a father monkey, a wife monkey.
A mama monkey.
And there's four little monkeys. So I figured it's like my family. So.
God. Oh, man.
It almost
like
resulted
kids
in.
Your kids are like chimpanzees, like old baby chimps.
I would say this if I ever wrote a book about marriage and that stuff. Memo to men, as much as I'm not returning it, and I love the monkeys in the tree,
yeah.
I would caution every man out there that if you're going to buy a ceramic tree that literally, Jerry, is 5.5 feet tall.
This is a ginormous...
I'm not kidding.
Peach. You can't even imagine how big it is.
I would suggest that you do it while you're single or dating. When you're married and there's a knock on the door that your wife is not expecting, and it's a guy going, I got your monkeys here, and she doesn't know what the guy's talking about, and sends him up the elevator, And the guy comes and the whole thing's covered in like moving blankets, whatever they do, right? And he goes, where do you want your monkeys? And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, let me see it. And you as a man and a husband and father, your phone rings. So you don't answer it.
Because you know what's going on?
You know what's happening because the movers called you first and said, we're here with the monkeys. What apartment number are you? And I go, boy. So the phone rings again.
Did you forget that they were delivering the monkeys?
I had totally forgotten about it. You hit ignore again. Then the text message comes in. Call me right away. You write back, I'm in a meeting. The phone rings again. Now you got to answer it. Hello? Yeah, I'm in a meeting. What? Monkeys?
You got us. God.
And then it dawns you, the monkeys are here. Yes, I'll be right home.
You're an idiot. Yeah. So he sends me a picture. He's at this place, right? And he sends me a picture. I said, whatever you do, number one, don't buy me anything from this place. And number two, if you're going to buy me something, because even though you want it, don't buy me the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
To go with the giraffe.
There's like an 8-foot Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh. I'll send you a picture of it in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.